Yeah. So tonight's share is really a continuation of what we were looking at last time. Last time we were looking at Shin Yud Chet Se'if Hei, which was the question of Bishul Achar Afia Achar Bishul, and that led us on to the question of a Kli Sheni as well. We saw a Tosfot, we'll look at that Tosfot again. So the continuation of that really jumps to Se'if Tet, which is what we're going to be looking at today, and then we'll come back at some stage and do Vav Zayin Chet, probably the next year. So we're skipping to Se'if Tet. So for that, we want to look at the Gemara in the third perek on Mem Bet Amud Aleph, right at the very bottom. The Mishnah says as follows: Ha'il Fas Fakadeira She'evi Ramu Rutachin. So if you take boiling pots off the stove, Loitein L'Tochan Tavlin. You can't put tavlin, you can't put spices into them. Why not? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Lo yitein l'tochan tavlin, mishetech shach, once Shabbat's coming, dikli rishon kozman sherotech mevashel. The kli rishon will always be mevashel, even if it's not al ha'esh. We discussed it in one of the earlier shurim, whether that was d'rabanan or d'oraita. Aval, Notein hu l'tocha ka'ara or l'tocha tamchui. But you can put spices into a ka'ara or a tamchui. So a ka'ara or tamchui is really a serving dish as opposed to the cooking pot. Why can you do that? Look at Rashi right at the top. Aval notein hu l'tocha ka'ara di kli sheni eino mevashel. Because it's a kli sheni, so you can put your tavlin in because it's not mevashel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, la kol hu notein, you can put your tavlin into anything, chutz midavar sheish bo chometz vatzir, unless it has chometz or tzir, sort of a vinegary, a sharp sauce in it, and then it would be problematic. Look at Rashi again. Chutz midavar sheish bo chometz or tzir, sheim mevashlin et ha-tavlin k'sheim rotchin. Because when they're hot, they'll be mevashel the tavlin. Even though if it was just a bowl of chicken soup, it wouldn't cook the tavlin, this will. So the Gemara asks, Yibailahu, Rabbi Yehuda, Aresha Kayo Lekula, or Dilma Asifa Kayo Lechumra. So our question is Rabbi Yehuda referring to the first part of the Mishnah, and therefore being Makel, because the first part of the Mishnah said, you can't put tavlin into the Ilfas, or the Kedera, you can't put it into the cooking pot, which is a Kli Rishon, and Rabbi Yehuda is saying you can, provided that it hasn't got Murias or Tzir, Chomets or Tzir in it. Or are we saying that he's actually looking at the latter part of the Mishnah, which says that you can put it into a Kara or Tamchui, and Rabbi Yehuda's agreeing with that, but limiting it and saying, no, if it's got Chomets or Tzir, then you can't. That's the question that the Gemara's asking. Tashema, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lakol Ilfasin Hu Notein, Lakol HaKadeirot Rotachot Hu Notein, Chutz Midavar Sheish Bo Chometz Vatzir. So this would indicate that Rabbi Yehuda is actually arguing against the Reisha of the Mishnah. And he's saying that provide you can even put it into an Ilfas and a Kadeira, provided that it doesn't have Chometz Vatzir. So, okay, full stop. So in any event, what we've established from the Mishnah is a notion that Kli Sheni is not Mevashel. And certainly Tavlin can be put into a Kli Sheni. You can't put them into a Kli Rishon because it's Mevashel. Now, Savar Rav Yosef Lemeimar, Melach Harehu Ketavlin. Let's try and get our heads round Melach. Could you put salt into a Kli Rishon? Just as you could, so long as it's not al-ha'ish, just as you can put salt into it, as tavlin into it, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Or can you put it into a kli sheni even? So, Savar Rav Yosef Lemeimar, Melach Harehu Ketavlin, Divik Kli Rishon Bashela, that it's a problem to put it into a kli rishon, Uvik Kli Sheni Lo Bashela, but you can't put it into a kli sheni. Amale Abaye, but Abaye said to Rav Yosef, hold on a minute, Tani Rabbi Chia, Melach Eina Ketavlin. melach isn't the same as tavlin. Divikli sheni nami b'sheila, even though tavlin doesn't cook in a kli sheni, nevertheless, salt does. Salt is what, according to this view, salt would be what we would call kale habishal. So even though we're saying that a kli sheni doesn't cook, it won't cook things which are kale habishal, things which are easily cooked, then it would still cook. And we saw that, you know, in the very first shir that we had on Bishol with regard to the Kulyas HaIspanin, or the second shir that we had. You know, these fish were hadachatan zo bishulan, that even just rinsing them off in warm water, that was a form of Bishol. So we've got certain things which are kale habishol, and they will cook in a kli sheni. So, Amalapai, Tani Rav Chia, Melach Eina Ketavlin, to be Klishani Nami B'Sheila, Ufliga de Rav Nachman, and that goes against what Rav Nachman said, Amar Rav Nachman, Tricha Milcha Bishula, Kibisra de Torah. In actual fact, Melach is like Bisra de Torah, it's like ox meat, that, even in a Kli Rishon, if it's not Al Haish, won't really cook. You know, to cook ox meat, which is really tough, you need to cook it really, really well. So we've got there a machloket about the status of salt. However, so if you look, in actual fact, on your daf mekorot, I've summed up this sugya. So we said tavlin, you can't put into a kli rishon, but you can put into a kli sheni. Then, as far as melach was concerned, Rav Yosef said that melach had the same status as tavlin, whereas Rabbi Chia said you can't even put it into a kli sheni, and Rav Nachman said no, it's got the din of bisra de Torah, so you can put it even to a kli rishon. However, there's an ikka de amrei. The ikka de amrei savar Rav Yosef lemeimar that yes, Rav Yosef said melach harehu ketavlin typically rishon b'sheila b'kli sheni lo b'sheila. And Amar le'abaye tani Rabbi Chia, that Rabbi Chia said melach eina ketavlin. I disagree with you. Melach isn't like tavlin typically rishon nami lo b'sheila, because in actual fact melach won't even cook in a kli rishon. V'haynu d'amar Rav Nachman, and that's what Rav Nachman said. Tricha milcha bishula kibisra de Torah. The salt needs real forceful cooking, and anything other than that isn't going to be a problem. So essentially, what we've got is we've got three possibilities. So we've got a machloket. What's the status of melach? Rav Yosef says it's exactly like tavlin. Rav Nachman says no, it's much better than tavlin. Even in a kli rishon, you can put it. And then we've got a question, what did Rabbi Chia say? Did Rabbi Chia say that in actual fact, melach is worse than tavlin, and it's kale habishul, and will cook even in a kli sheni? Or did he say, no, that melach is much better than tavlin, and it won't cook even in a kli rishon? So what we're seeing from this, essentially, is there are three points on the spectrum. You've got, if you like, normal things, which then you've got, we'll say tavlin. You've got tavlin, and then you've got kale habishul, and if you like, kashe habishul, things which are very difficult to cook. So those are our three points on the spectrum. We'll come back to see in a moment how we're going to Paskin as far as the tavlin is concerned, as far as the melach is concerned. Now, with regard to the kli sheni, this sugya would seem to indicate that kli sheni is not mevashel. But the question is, what is kli sheni not mevashel for? Is it not mevashel for anything, and tavlin is an example? Or is it, do we say that generally it is mevashel, but tavlin is an exception? And we saw last time, we saw the Tosfot on Lamed Tet Amud Aleph. We'll look at it again now, just the latter bit there. V'omer reads, afilu b'kli sheni ein shorin, dehoel v'hamayim chamin mechsei kemevashel. So this would be something that hasn't been cooked in chamin before Shabbat. Certainly can't put into a kli rishon, because that would be vishal. I can't put it into a kli sheni. Why can't I put it into a kli sheni? Because it's mechse kemavashel. It seems like it's prohibited, that it's bishal. But we said just in our mission that we saw now that you can put tavlin into a kli sheni. I knew davka tavlin shein asui lemateket akadera v'lo kemechse kemavashel. So this is very important. The first view in Tosfot is that essentially kli sheni is not mevashel. Essentially, it's not mevashel. However, it's mechzeik mevashel. It looks like you're cooking. When I put something into, when I put my bread into a kli sheni, if we say yesh bishul acharafia, if I put my bread into a kli sheni, it looks like bishul.
Correct.
It's not mevashel, but it looks like bishul. This is the first possibility. I mean, bread might be an exception because bread could be kale habishul. So if you take chicken, okay, I take some raw chicken and I put it into a kli sheni. Right? So that's not mevashel, but it's mechseik mevashel. It looks like I'm cooking. And therefore, it's prohibited. However, tavlin is an exception. And then I think we touched on last time the question as to what this mechseik mevashel is. Is it a din in the maase or a din in the totsa'ah? Meaning, you know, I've got this steaming bowl of soup in front of me and I put some raw chicken in. So that looks like, you know, I'm putting something into, you know, some food into something which is steaming hot. You know, who can tell whether it's a kli rishon or a kli sheni? Or is it that, no, it doesn't, this is a soup bowl, it doesn't look like bishul, but maybe the totsa'ah is that, you know, when I take this piece of chicken out after 10 minutes or 20 minutes, actually it will have lost its raw look and it will look at least semi-cooked. So that's the, you know, question whether it's the maaseh or the totsa'ah. But in any event, it's going to be prohibited. However, tavlin you can put into a kli sheni. Why? It's not, doesn't look like bishul. Why doesn't it look like bishul? Because everybody knows when I'm putting my tavlin into the kli, why am I putting the tavlin in? To enhance the flavor of the food. It's not, in terms of what's, it's not to be mevashel it in any sense. In terms of, if we've established till now, and I suppose this to some degree gets down to the fundamentals of how are we defining bishul. But bishul in a certain sense sounds very unromantic, but is heat treatment of food. When I want to, you know, want to irritate my kids on a Friday night, you know, I'll say, okay, who wants heat treated dead hen? Okay? Abba. Yes, it's the roast chicken. In terms of, that's what cooking is doing to something. So therefore, if I take whatever it is and I'm putting it into my kli sheni, the assumption usually is that the reason why I'm putting there is because I want to heat it up. Right? And therefore, that's some sort of bishul or akin to bishul, whatever it is. But that's what, when I put my tavlin in, that's not what my intention is at all. And therefore, mechseik mevashel isn't relevant there. You're looking bothered.
But what's the relevance as to what your intention is? The whole point of mechseik mevashel is what it looks like. So even
correct.
If you're putting in tavlin,
no, because everybody knows that tavlin, it doesn't look like mevashel.
But the reality is that if one classifies tavlin as effectively kalei habishul, it's something that's going it would easily get cooked. If I stuck in some thyme, some dried thyme into a pot of soup.
Okay.
It's not clear.
I don't have the time to address that one, but it's not clear that time is. Other people got the joke there. It's not clear that time isn't tavlin. You go to the supermarket, you'll find it in the spice area, but time is an asev. Okay. As of, this is one of the questions. So time is essentially an asev. As opposed to tavlin, okay, tavlin will be you know, ground seed, pepper. Pepper would be the best example of tavlin. Right? It's a hard seed which has been crushed up, peppercorns. Okay, that would be the classic example of tavlin. Not everything that we call a spice, just because we use it to spice something, is necessarily a spice. That is a bit of a machloket when we come to discussion about tea. Rav Soloveitchik was of the opinion that tea had a din of tavlin, and he held that you could make tea in a klisheni, right? Because it's tavlin, and some achronim hold that lemon is tavlin. Okay, because what do you use lemon for? When you put lemon in your tea, what are you using it for? You're just using it there to flavour it. So in terms of so what exactly kale habishul is a little bit of a challenge in its own right. But if we're working on the assumption that the klisheni essentially doesn't cook something, then if it's clear that what I'm doing is I'm putting it in not to cook it but just to flavour it, then that's why it's going to be mutter, according to this view in Tosfot. In terms of, generally speaking, klisheni is not mavashel. Midrabanan, I can't put things into a klisheni because of mechseke mavashel. But where it's clear that it's not mechseke mavashel, where it's only tavlin, so then it's going to be permitted, because mechseke mavashel is not relevant.
What about that, you talked about tea, what about that, machal? Which is, let's say, a vegetable.
So, I'm going to stop you right, because it's unclear. So the Mishnah Berurah essentially takes the attitude that pretty much everything is is kale habishul, unless we know that it is not. If you look in Sifkatan Membet, in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, look in Sifkatan Membet, you just don't know what they are. Or dot tavlin. So the Mishnah Berurah basically is taking the attitude that everything, and if you sif katan sam chet, is important there in the Sharat Zion, chutz mimayim v'shemen. But basically, everything going to be choshesh that everything is kale habishul. Now, a question I've got about kale habishul is, and again, it's, I think this is the challenge that Mishnah Berurah has got. The challenge that Mishnah Berurah has got is it's not clear what is kale habishul. But one of the, you know, take for example ginger, right? Carrot. Okay, carrot's a better example. Carrot's definitely not tavlin, I don't think. Right, carrot. Now, would we think, you know, looking at carrot versus looking at bread, would we, if bread is kale habishul, would we assume that a carrot is also kale habishul? Presumably not. Right, carrot is much harder. But what if I have peeled my, using my peeler to shave my carrots, right? So now I've got very thin strips of carrot, right? Is this now kale habishul or not?
No.
Sorry?
I would say no.
Okay, you would say no, but on the basis of its thinness, then maybe it would, in terms of,
well, this thing is ground pepper.
Right, this is one of the questions that I'm just raising in terms of how to define kale habishul. In terms of, are we saying that there's some food, you know, bread is, you know, whether I've got a large loaf of bread or a small piece of bread, it's always going to be spongy, right? And therefore, but the carrot, as a carrot, isn't kale habishul, but anything, when you chop it very small, will cook much more quickly than if it's a large chunk. It would seem, I agree with you essentially, that, you know, it's a matter of what's objectively kale habishul or not. But the interest of the Mishnah Berurah is saying that basically we have to be choshesh with pretty much everything that maybe it's kale habishul, and therefore you can't put it into a klisheni. Let's just see the second view now in Tosfot. Second view in Tosot, inami, huadin shorin otor, kevan that you, in actual, this was, remember, this was something which kol shelo bar b'chamin b'lifnei Shabbat, that you, and we said medichin, the question was, in actual fact, you could even be shorin. Kevan d'ari b'kli shenim. Point is, so here we're saying that in actual fact, generally speaking, a kli sheni is fine, okay, unless it's something that we know is kale habishul. I mean, there's no that there's no isad rabbanan in general. And tavlin's an example of something that you can put in a cliche, and it's not regarded as kalei habishul. It was seen that in actual fact, this is the way that the Mishnah Berurah is paskening. I think this is the way that we pasken. Like this second view in Tosfot. I mean, both views in Tosfot hold that cliche is not mevashel. Question is it generally prohibited to use a cliche, or not? From the fact that the Mishnah Berurah, you know, raised this issue of kalei habishul, I think he's passing like this second day in Tosfot that generally it's permitted unless it's kalei habishul. He's just kosher that everything is going to be kalei habishul, and therefore you can't put it into a kli sheni. Now the Mishnah Berurah, as I say, has got a very restrictive view there. If we look at the Aruch HaShulchan, we'll see perhaps a less restrictive view. So, be klisheni muta li tain tavlin afa pishayat solele, bod klisheni umavasha, fafa tav gav de inyan mavli or maflish yesh osrim, mikomakum bishulukule amalecha be klisheni. So, in terms of whether the kli is, you know, in yorotea, whether the kli absorbs as a klisheni or not, that's a machloket, but in terms of whether it's mavashel, it's not a machloket. For odd to gamle inyan mafli, a maflit lo kaimelan kain kamoshekat of biorodesim kufe. Lachim mutala te tavlin uvet salim vashumin bishabat bishachrit, bit klisheni. So this is the point where he argues against the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, I have to identify the sifkatan, in a little, but the Mishnah Berurah says, no, you can't put these things into a kli sheni, because we're worried that it is mevashel. The Aruch HaShulchan is saying there are certain things, tavlin, uvetzalim, v'shumim, okay, which are not kalei habishul, you can put them in a kli sheni. V'yesh mi shemachmi b'vetzalim b'kli sheni, v'pnei she'anu ro'in shemit matkin. So the Taz says, you know, you put them in a cliche, they'll soften. You know, raw onions, you know, aren't very nice to eat. But once they're softened, then you can eat them. And therefore he thinks that they are kalei habishul, which have been get cooked. The chumiyatei rahu. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, I don't agree with that. The zeshev bit matkin, mipnei harotev ashuman, v'adraba. If you're cooking onions, how do you cook onions? You want to cook onions, you know, you fry them, you know, in a high heat. You know, you can't cook onions in a klisheni, really. You have to, you know, very often if you're cooking something with onions, you know, you start off, you know, till the onions are caramelized, I think they call it. You know, they've gone sort of, lost their hardness. All right, you start off with that because they need to soften before you put the rest of the stuff in. In actual fact, onions are harder to cook than other things. So how can we say as far as bishul it's easier? I don't know what that is on Bishabbat. Shachrit b'lishum pikpuk. V'ashu davar gush mikol makom mipazeret alakara. Maybe it's some sort of, might be the kasha. Kasha is buckwheat. Right? So you've got cooked buckwheat and you're putting your onions on top. Because you're getting noctinu habatzalim behatela, she kli shlishi. Put your b'tzalim into your cholent, whatever it is. On a plate now, so came off the stove into a serving dish, and now it's on your plate. That's a klish lishi, delayed timber late time. But avim zeh hu etzlam oneg shabbat. V'amoneh mizeh moneh oneg shabbat. V'cheira minak ha-pashut. So this is something we'll actually see repeatedly in the Aruch HaShulchan, and do keep an eye on it. Somebody keep a tally, if you like, as we go through this. It's not rare that we are going to find that there's a machloket between the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Brura. The Aruch HaShulchan has a reputation of very often being makel, as opposed to the Mishnah Brura, who's very often machmir. We look at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkatan Mem Hei. Perish Einot Ninechem Marak Shalat Cholent, Bakara, Shin Klishenim, Kol Shekin Shizah, Shelol Arot Elahem Kli Rishon, Vartam Shechot Chin Habat Salim, Venotin Tocha Marak Kara, Lo Yasinu Rak Achar, Shelot Yed Hayad Soledim Bahamarak. And then he goes on. Does he say there's a chashash? Or I don't think so. He does. It's at the end of that sif katan. The kol shekeinim rotzeli tei salim v'shumim natocha chamin ha'elu v'vaday yizaher ma'od la'asot kein de'im ya'are alehem ikli rishon shayat soledet bahen. Okay, so that's irrigly Roshon. Okay, yeah. Yesh baze chashash av malacha. So the Mishnah Brura is saying, you know, I'm really worried you could, in a klisheni, okay, will never be an av malacha. But, you know, definitely osir in a klisheni, an iru from a kli rishon could be a chashash av malacha. And the Aruch HaShulchan is saying, yeah, klisheni, don't worry about it at all. So we're going to see repeatedly a pattern that the Aruch HaShulchan is making in this regard. And I always say it boils down, I think, to what were the relative jobs of the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Brura?
Aruch HaShulchan was
he was an actual... He was a Shtot Rav. He was the Rav in the Vardok. Whereas what was the Mishnah Brura? He was a Rosh Hashiva. I don't think he was even the Rosh Hashiva. I mean, I'm sure they treated him as the Rosh Hashiva. I don't think he was officially the Rosh Hashiva in Radim. But he was a Rosh Hashiva. So when they look at the sugya, Mr. Brura looks at it. There's Machloket Rishonim, Machloket Achronim. Maybe it's a Doraita, maybe it's not. Oi, Kedusha Shabbos, Osa. As the Aruch HaShulchan looks at it, it's a Machloket Rishonim. It's Machloket Achronim, maybe it's Doraita, maybe it's Rabbanan. Am Yisrael, will be Matir. Not quite as simple, but essentially, you know, I think that's the way that they were looking at it. In terms of the mission of the Aruch HaShulchan, it is very often looking at the Chein Amin Agamashot, what are people doing? Then the Mishnah Brura, you know, is looking at it, what people do. Maybe everybody's got it wrong. As the Aruch HaShulchan is saying, says, it can't be that everybody got it wrong. You know, let's be matzdik the minhag. And that's a pattern we see through both of them. Okay. So, this is really the whole question about klisheni. The Maisa, we paskan that klisheni, you can't put things into a klisheni to cook unless it's tavlin. Okay. And I would say, what it boils down to in practice is the Aruch HaShulchan simply has a wider definition than the Mishnah Brura. In terms of the Aruch HaShulchan, we agree that in general you can't put things into a cliche because we're worried about Bishul. However, where it's something which is clear, like you're saying, the onions, you know, it's clear that it's not Mitbashel in a cliche. So you don't need to worry. As the Mishnah Berurah is saying, I'm not so sure that it's not Mikbashel in the Klisheni. Maybe it is. Goes on thought, maybe it's Mikbashel, you know, like Kedei Klipa, whatever. So that's the, you know, the difference. But standardly, you know, to put, say, to put vegetables, right, into a Klisheni. Right, so you've got, I don't know, you've got a soup, and you want to put, you've got a vegetable soup. Yeah, there's a vegetable soup. Yeah, and you want to put, so here would be the good question. You want to put, chopped tomatoes into your vegetable soup on Shabbat. No, that's the way you serve, usually serve that, you know. So then we would say, I think everybody would say, so, yeah, we'll just come to that in one moment. Let's say the chopped tomatoes. That's an easy. So I think everybody will say chopped tomatoes. You can't, because we don't know whether that's kalei habishul or not. Mishnah Berurah would certainly say you can't. Seems the Aruch HaShulchan also would say that. Right? As opposed to you want to put some chopped onions in, Mishnah Berurah would say you can't. The Aruch HaShulchan would say you can. Now to put the parsley in is going to be a question in terms of, is the parsley essentially, is the parsley just there for ta'am? Or is it, or is it, no, or, no, the question is the parsley kalei habishul? In terms of, if it's kalei habishul, it would cook in klisheni.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Right? So even if it was for ta'am, it would cook in klisheni. Right? Whereas, what I think a classic tavlin, which is something which is more like a seed, which is broken down. That's not kalei habishul, which is why I do have a question on Rav Soloveitchik. That's that he holds that that tea has got a din of tavlin. I don't really understand that. In terms of, he maintained that we're not interested in cooking the tea. Right? We're just you want the tea to flavour the water. That's the point. That's what you're interested in. So therefore, it's got a din of tavlin. Okay? It's not clear to me that that seems to be jumping a stage and saying even something which is kalei habishul, because you're not interested in the bishul, isn't regarded as bishul. It's easier for me to understand the lemon. Because the lemon, you can say, maybe it's not kalei habishul. Therefore, you know, you're just putting it in there for, you know, for flavoury. But I don't see really how you can say tea leaves, which is essentially a grass. I mean, leaves aren't a grass, but you know, it's leaves. How you can say that they're not kalei habishul? Having said that, I don't know enough about tea leaves. In terms of, you know, you look at the eucalyptus leaves, they are very different to the leaves on a tomato plant. You know, they're much thicker. So it's one of these nebulous concepts.
There's also a little bit of attention. Matzias and the Malachic Matzias, as it were, so that we're saying that on the one hand, when you're talking in terms of kalei habishul, that's about Matzias, that's about how easily something cooks, but then we're saying, but if we're not really interested in the cooking, then we're not going to be classified as kalei habishul.
Well, I'm not saying no, you say that's the question. That's the question that I'm asking. Does this notion, can we superimpose tavlin onto kalei habishul?
If the Matzias is going to confuse me,
yeah. Then if, you know, if it's kalei, meaning that there are other things. Our point is that, you know, we're saying that you know, you can't put something into a klisheni because it's certain things are mitbashel in a klisheni, right? But tavlin are definitely not mitbashel in a klisheni. That's the point. Tavlin are definitely not mitbashel. So even though there are things which in general, you know, especially if we take the first view in Tosfot, right, that we're worried about mechzekim of ashel. In other words, we all agree, and everything except kalei habishul is not mitbashel in klisheni. The question is everything, also, so the second view in Tosfot says that in actual fact you can put everything into a cliche unless it's kalei habishul, but I don't know. Are herbs kalei habishul? If they're kalei habishul, then the fact that they're tavlin doesn't help. In terms of, Tavlin is something other than so this is the question. No, it's, as I put here in the summary, is Tavlin an exception or is Tavlin an example? And the big problem is that, you know, the Rishonim, and certainly the Gemara, but the Shulchan Aruch also, you know, don't tell us what these things are. And the Shulchan Aruch, you know, barely doesn't, I don't think, uses the Lashon Kaleh HaBishul, per se. Alright, so all we've got is a few examples of things, and then we've got, you know, but essentially we've just got terms. Kaleh HaBishul, Bishra de Torah, and Tavlin, without us being told exactly what those things are. Okay, we're going to pause here. Okay, so we've dealt with the fundamentals, if you like, of the cliché, and now I want to spend some time looking at the question of Melach, and that will lead us into a question that somebody asked last week, or 2 weeks ago, so when we had the last share, which we'll hopefully try and answer. So how are we going to paskin about Melach? That was the... That was the question, in terms of, was Melach like Tavlin, or was it stricter than Tavlin, or was it less strict than Tavlin? So let's look at the Rambam, Perek Kaf Bet, Halacha Vav. It says, Kedera rotachat afabishori dame al ha'esh, lo yitein l'tocha Tavlin, avanotein l'tocha Melach. So you can put melach into it. Shamelach einu mitbashel ela al gabei esh gedola. So you can put melach into a kli rishon. That's passing like Rav Nachman and Rabbi Chia, the second version of Rabbi Chia. So melach you can put even into a kli rishon. The Rosh says essentially the same. Let's quotes the Gemara. So about halfway through, towards the end of the line, it says Halacha Kelishna Batra, the Masaile Rav Nachman. Right, so we've got saying the Lishna Batra supports the position of Rav Nachman. Fine, not so worried about that. But that's the point. But the Rosh is paskening there, like the Rambam, that you can put Melach even in a Kli Rishon. Now, let's look at the Mordechai. Mordechai is very important. Melach harehu ketavlin, katav ravya, halakha ketikke amrei, de Melach afil Kli Rishon namilo bashil, v'chein perish Rabbeinu Chananel. So that's what we've seen. So that's the Rav Yah, Rabbi Chananel, the Rosh and the Rambam. Aval ha'alfasi tafashi tatok lishna kama. He's quoting the Rif, who holds like the lishna kama. Divik klisheni nami bashil. That even in a cliche, so we've got to be stricter with Melach than we have to be with Tavlin. Essentially that Melach is kaleh habishul. Vere Piresh Karabinu Khanan El Dasavre Lifsot Karav Nachman. Fine. Okay. So the Re also holds like the Rach and the Rambam and the Rosh et al. Vaharabinu Dan Amarli, Dumi Melach Shelanu Dumitaknin Otali De Bishol Ein Lachush. Now you can have two types of salt. You can have rock salt or you can have sea salt. And in a classic sense, okay, so if you've got rock salt, you just chisel that out of the rock. And sea salt, you will take seawater and evaporate it, boil it up and evaporate it, and it's processed through Bishul. And therefore, salt should be mutter. Okay, so salt, the Mordechai is saying that salt should be mutter. Now, in actual fact, it seems, I'm not an expert in the production of salt, but in the last cohort, we did have a scientist who had some experience or some knowledge of it. I've also done some research on it. So it seems, in actual fact, nowadays, sea salt is actually just evaporated in the sun. Done in place. They don't produce sea salt in this country for obvious reasons, because there's not much sun. But in places where they produce sea salt, it's usually evaporated by the sun. So that's not Bishul. So you rock salt is actually is done through Bishul. terms of, you can look it up, but basically they flood the area where the salt is, extract it as a brine, a saline solution, and then they put it through various cooking processes to separate the water from the salt, or extract the salt from the water. So in any event, so most of the salt that we'll have will be rock salt, which has gone through a process of Bischel. So if it's gone through a process of Bischel, there shouldn't be a problem of putting it into a Kli, even into a Kli Rishon. So long as it's not Al Ha'ish, why not? Because it's Kol Shabbat B'chamin, Shnei Shabbat. Okay, great. But look at the Hemshech of the Mordechai. V'mikol makom ha'machmi tavo alav bracha, shelo litei melech afilu b'kli sheni, kol zman shayav soledet bo, hol v'ikah isn't oraita b'vishol. So it's not clear why the Mordechai is saying that. From the straightforward Lashon of the Mordechai, it's not clear why he's saying, why, if it's gone through, is he talking about salt which has been cooked? Or is he talking about regular salt? Okay, so regular salt, which is paskened like the Lishna Batra, which is most of the Rishonim. Okay, so therefore you can put it even into a Kli Rishon. So they say, yeah, you can put it into a Kli Rishon, but, Tavola Bracha, if you don't, because seeing as there's a view that it could be a Doraita, even in a Kli Sheni, because it might be Kaleh HaBishol, so don't do it. So seeing as we've got that Machloket in the Gemara, you know, it's not clear how we paskan, it's not clear from the Gemara how we paskan, so to be Machmer.
Maybe.
But, I mean, the point really is, that I'm trying to spell out, is that he actually doesn't spell it out. So we've got to try and work out what's going on here. So the Darchei Moshe quotes this Mordechai and Rabbeinu Dan. Sh'amelech shalant m'saknin ustani te bishul ein achush. So it's clear, certainly the way the Darchei Moshe is learning it, is that even our melach, the metakin and toily day bishul, hamachmi tavolav bracha. So it could be along the lines of what Jeremy is saying, is that, you know, once you say that you can put salt in, in a Kli Rishon on Shabbat, or even in a Kli Sheni on Shabbat, there's salt and there's salt. You know, so people won't understand that, the salt that you're putting in is salt which has gone through a Bishul process, as opposed to the salt which I'm putting in is a salt which hasn't. So that could be. Look at the Korban Netanel. Korban Netanel is a Peirush on the... Where do you find the Korban Netanel? Korban Netanel is a Peirush on the Rosh. Into the back of the Gemara, it's Perish on the Rosh. So he says, interestingly, how does the Korban Netanel bring it down? Brings it down a bit differently, doesn't he? Yesh Omrim. Not as a Davar Pashut. Kiditanya kol sheba b'cham lifnei Shabbat shorin oto. So I hesitate to say, misquotes the Mordechai, but he quotes the Mordechai in a slightly different way to the way that we saw it. So in terms of this is going to be the question. Is the Mordechai brings it down from Rabbeinu Dan? And now our question is it sort of only Rabbeinu Dan who said this? Or is it that, Rabbeinu Dan said it, but it's not particularly contentious? In actual fact, everybody agrees with it. So certainly the way the Korban Netanel is reflecting it is that it's a Yesh Omrim. You know, some people say that it's right, Shita Rabbeinu Dan, suggesting that it's not Muskam Nedivrei HaKol. We have to understand, why is it not Muskam Nedivrei HaKol? Right? and again, the Korban Netanel So from the Korban Netanel, it might be that why Mikol Makom HaMachmit Havolav Bracha, maybe he's talking there even about, you know, all types of salt, even if it's been through a cooking process, because Rabbeinu Dan is just a Yesh Omrim. But we don't understand why Rabbeinu Dan is this Yesh Omrim. So we'll see. The Magen Avraham says, "V'nir eli to melach she'osim mimayim she'mavashlin otam, ein bo mishum bishul, de'ein bishul achar bishul." So that's reflecting Rabbeinu Dan and paskening like that. Now the Machatzit HaShekel asks, "V'acharon katzvudu my chidesh Magen Avraham baze v'chatav nir eli." So why is the Magen Avraham bringing this down as the nir eli? This is Shita Rabbeinu Dan. So he could just bring it down. You know, we'd usually expect the Magen Avraham to bring it down, as you know, by Mordechai Katav, and that would show that he's passing him like the Mordechai. But Rabbi Mordechai Siyem and Mikol Makom HaMachmitav Olav Bracha. So, like, the Magen is strange. The Magen Avraham's not referencing the Mordechai directly, and he's not concluding like the Mordechai. Right, now this is the question, right? How can we, this relates to the question that, thingamajig, sorry, don't mean to say thingamajig, who was sitting there last time? Who usually sits there? Rafi Joseph, yes, Rafi Joseph asked the question. Rafi Joseph asked the question last time. What about something where we said that ein bishul achar bishul applies only to davar yavesh and not to a davar lach? He asked the question, what about davar yavesh that becomes davar lach? Right, so what if I take some solidified gravy and I put it into my chicken soup? Right, so it's davar yavesh now, or I take some butter, right, margarine, and put it into my cream of celery soup. It's going to melt and become a liquid. So has that got the din of davar yavesh, or has it got the din of davar lach? It starts off with yavesh and becomes lach. So this is exactly what we're getting to now. It comes if it's davar lach, okay? Yesh bishul achar bishul. Now Magen Avraham if that zayin shekatan mem hochiach devarzeh aziran betar hashta. So we're interested in what is it like now? Right, now, what's its current status or state? Kevin de meach de achshav hu yavesh. Afar Galshe v'sof yaseh lach yavesh mikrei. Oh, so seeing as it's currently yavesh, even though it'll become lach, late number. V'efshar to mahay tamak katavar Mordechai tamach mitav olaf bracha. Now he's giving us the answer as to why the Mordechai says hamach mitav olaf bracha. So it's not that there's no problem. Everybody agrees with ein bishul achar bishul. So that should be, you know, that should not be contentious. So the point is, Mordechai, he agrees that, yes, it's cooked. This salt saline solution, whatever you want to call it, has been cooked. This table salt has been cooked. But what's the big issue? The big issue, when I put it into my soup, it becomes davar lach. And the Mordechai, that's why the Mordechai says, Tavo ala bracha to be machmeh. Imkein ledida and dimavua besiftet zayin, who davar barudas in betar hashta, imkein in lachbe melach klal. So the Magen Avraham, who's convinced about this, you don't need to worry. What does Shulchan Aruch HaRav say? We don't care that it becomes a liquid. tavo alav bracha. So the Aruch HaShulchan is saying, yeah, it's quite clear that it's got, not the Aruch HaShulchan, Shulchan HaKharav, it's quite clear that it's got the din of davar yavesh, but machmir tavo alav bracha. What does the Chai Adam say? Right, it dissolves. It becomes a liquid.
Could it be his last words there that it's similar to what I was suggesting, that he says Hamachmir Okay gives a reason for Hamachmir Okay, that he's saying that we're being careful because of other sorts?
I don't think that's what he's saying, actually. I think he's saying that you've got to be machmir, or it's not you've got to be, it's tavala bracha if you're machmir with this like other souls, because this question of davar yavesh that becomes a davar lach is a point of contention. Look at Chai Adam. Me with davar yavesh in it bashel, vachshavai de shriya b'chamin, kushitin neged hamadura yenimach, yesh matirin. The Kevin Bashel Kvabu Yavesh Afabish Yinimach Mutar Fize Mutalitain Melach Shin Bashel Vakin Tsukar Afilibi Kli Rishon. So now you can put your sugar or your salt into a Kli Rishon. Vakin Mutalitain Pashtida Shish Boshuman Harbe Kenegat Hamadura Afilib Makom Shayat Soledibo. However, the Yesh Omer to Hadam in the Yavesh in Bashel Loshach, Bishwal Dabkin in Yashrotob Chamin Shadan Yen Nishar Yavesh. Avak Sheni Moach, in Kane Havetinokidin Davar Lash, and it's Talin Dasu Mishum Bisho. Right, so he's bringing, saying it's a Machloket. Machloket, he's bringing down as Machloket between the Magin Abraham and the Taz. Fize Tarkin Tena Sukha Davka Mikli Sheni, Bafin La Rotalav Mikli Rishon Asur. With a sefer to sefer Shabbat, b'shem Shivot Panim Iro, katzavti mutali ten atzukah afilim kli rishon ve'ibom shum bishol. Tkamu shuvan ibashel v'dino kemelach shenaaseh al day bishol. Ayn sham v'amun agavam chen asur litein pashtira b'makom shayal tzorech bo v'yesh lakel b'makom tzorech. So what's his conclusion? That's yesh lakel b'makom tzorech. But he's bringing it down very clearly there as a machloket. An interesting question came up. It's funny, we learnt this sugya, you know, a couple of weeks ago. So the question of, you know, Davar Yavesh and Davar Lach. So the following Shabbat, my wife was away. It was just me and my son at home. So he's a teenage boy, so he likes cholent. I'm not saying it's cholent, he likes cholent. He likes a particular brand of cholent, but this shit's not sponsored by that brand of cholent, so I won't mention which one it is. So I got that cholent. I was wondering what to do about heating it up. Should I keep it on the blech all of Friday night? Now put it on the blech before Shabbat comes in, like my wife does when she makes cholent. Or should I just put it on the hot plate Shabbat morning? We'll see about, you know, with a kli, without a kli, we'll see that in due course. So my first question was, it looked very solid to me. The question was, would it become, you know, like, was it at all liquidy? And then, would it become a liquid? I wasn't sure what to do, and I said to him, you know, this is ridiculous, I just gave a sheer on this, you know, last week. I shouldn't be able to reach a conclusion about it. He said it won't become liquidy, and it didn't become liquidy. It really didn't become liquidy. If there was a bit of liquid, so I suppose there wasn't a lot of fat in it. I mean, that's really what it's saying. Some cholent, you know, a lot of fat and oil and stuff. I suppose this is maybe this is why he likes it, because it wasn't so fatty and oily and everything. But if there, you know, I assume there must be some fat somewhere, but it would have all got absorbed into the, it didn't ooze out, so you wouldn't have seen it anyhow. But according to this, but certainly according to the Magen Abraham, you know, and the others, you know, certainly Me'ikar Adin, it's not a problem. So there was lots of, the truth is there were several things to be Mitzarif there. There was, number one, that we'll see in due course that if there is liquid, but it gets absorbed back into the whole thing, it's not really visible, it doesn't count. Number two, that it started off as Davar Yavesh. Number three, that you know, we had Rav Avadia, even though we're Ashkenazim, but you know, a very small amount of liquid that might have come. So you can, I think you can possibly be Matsareif, you know, that very small amount of liquid will be Batel, together with the fact that it started off as Davar Yavish. Now, let's very quickly look at Sif Tet. Just look at Sif Tet to see what's going on here. How are we paskening on all this?
So is that what you did?
Put it on Shabbat morning, yeah. It didn't really warm up. It should have had the hot plate come on a few hours earlier. So anyway, he said it was lukewarm. Okay, so Kli Rishon. Kli Rishon, afilu l'achash yevirum al ha'ish mevashel, kol zman shayel tzolet ebor, l'fichach asol l'itein l'toch o tavlin. So you certainly can't put tavlin into this Kli Rishon. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Samachai. Avav et Kli Sheni mutar l'tein tavlin, afilu yad tzolet ebor, de'im mitbashel sham, v'munach bet Kli Sheni davar gush shayel tzolet ebor, yesh lizeh bazeh. This is a view, Mishnah Berurah mentioned it before as well, we saw it, again, that Davar Gush has got the status of Kli Rishon. Why? Because it retains its heat. Avar Melach mutar litein l'tocho, so we're saying Melach you can put into, even to a Kli Rishon. Kavan sheva rumel ha'esh, tzricha milcha bishula kibisra de Torah. V'yesh mi she'osel ha'teik kukli zeh, Now, why is that? That's because the moisture in the meat is getting cooked. Don't want to deal with that now. We haven't got time for that. Okay. If it's not salted, then it's obviously got the blood in. Mishnah Berurah Ayin Aleph, Yish Osrim. Bigmara Ikatre Lishni Bazeh, Mishnah Batrave Melach Lukulet, Kashelik Bashel Kibisra de Torah, Shemachim Utah Philip Kli Rishon, Kiveru Mehaish, Mishnah Kama, Have Melach Lukumra, Bafilip Kli Shemi Bashel, Pasku Rov Haposkin Kalishna Batra, Elimelech Yish Machmirin, Lachen Katafta Machmi Tavola Bracha. And this is interesting. You know, look in the brackets there, it says Tosfot and Mordechai Perak Kira. It's not clear, it wasn't clear to us that that's how everybody understands the Mordechai. In terms of, it wasn't clear why the Mordechai was saying, Tavo alav bracha, if you're machmir. Was the Mordechai saying Tavo alav to be machmir? Remember, the Mordechai said to be machmir, he said that, seemed to be saying it, even with regard to salt that's been cooked. Right? But either way, you know, so is the Mordechai saying that salt, that the reason to be machmir in a Kli Sheni, yeah, is because we're worried. I mean, it's clear that this is clear that the Mordechai must hold. If to be machmir in a Kli Sheni, it must be at least that he's being choshesh to the view of those Rishonim, the Miut Rishonim, who say that Melach will be Bashel in a Kli Sheni. And then it might be that he's also saying it about, it's unclear whether he's saying it also about cooked salt or not. So just finish off there in the Mishnah Berurah. Why are they mafak peik? Because it becomes lach. The tov li zaher mikli rishon chatchila. Then he says, "V'im avavanat hamelach afil mikli rishon afilu hu ala eisha avad isura mutar machad hamelach batel." Fine, we're not so interested in that. So, really, what are we saying? The maisa, we're saying that, or certainly the Mishnah Berurah is saying, lachatchila one should be machmir about. To make sure that you put the sugar into a Kli Rishon, only to put it into a Kli Sheni. But that's only the Chatchila. Now, where's this a big? It comes up as a big issue. We've really got to finish in a couple of mo's. That's it. Comes at, the question is making coffee on Shabbat. So you're using instant coffee. Now, if we say that, if we say that instant coffee has got the, if we're going to say that anything which has been cooked, then has got a status of dava yavesh, I should be able to pour from a kli rishon, and I should be able to put my coffee granules into my cup, turn on the tap of the urn, and then let the water go in. Whereas, if I'm choshesh to the shita that, in actual fact, something which is yavesh but becomes lach, has got a din of davar lach, then I can at best put it in a kli sheni, and in actual fact, need to actually put it in a kli shlishi. So what is it that some, you know, so if you look in Shmirat Shabbat Kachata, how does he want you to do it? The best thing to do is, so he says, it's interesting, it's lush and it's interesting. Tov lihimana me'iru mayim kli rishon al sukar al kafe oten n'masim. Okay? It's good not to do it. He's not saying you mustn't do it. Right? And we'll speak about that momentarily. So put the water into a kli sheni. So lots of people do that. They'll put their water into a kli sheni and then add the stuff into the kli sheni afterwards. Okay? But it doesn't, and some people even use kli shlishi. It doesn't seem to, so it's a machloket. Rav Avadia says it's not necessary. But I have to tell you personally, I'm not machmir like that. So I had somebody who didn't want to drink the tea I'd made for them because they saw that was the way I did it. They said they're machmir. I said, yeah, Mishnah Berurah says, no, it's lechatchila, you shouldn't do it. But it's clear, it's clear if somebody else has done it and somebody else holds that it's mutter, it's not going to be a problem. So, well, okay, person, you know, so I'm not saying what people should do. I don't have a strong view on the matter. But it's clear, it's not so clear, it's clear that it's not so clear cut. So, I mean, you know, you have to use klisheni. It's a very clear machloket as to whether or not you have to use klisheni there. There's very good grounds to say, now, once we say that something which is, if it's dava yavesh now, then you add water to it and it becomes dava lach. It's got the din of davar yavesh. Except I did see somewhere suggesting that coffee could be different in terms of if it's something which is made to be lach. In terms of salt isn't made to be lach. You know, salt, you'll put it on dry things, you'll put it in soup, you know, so you'll do it, you know, salt will sometimes be yavesh and sometimes be lach. So we can say essentially salt is davar yavesh. So sometimes it will dissolve. As opposed to coffee granules, they're made to be lach. It's just the store way we store them is as dried granules. They're made to be lach. Okay, Adkan.